Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of My Streaming Bubble. I'm your very special host, Jen, and what makes today's episode so very, very special is that it's not actually mine. Welcome to another swap-isode. So a while ago, it's not important how long ago it was, but what is important is that I was asked to be a guest on Megan Carla's podcast, Bedwetter Behead. And if you don't know, that's their podcast where they play fuck, marry, kill with fictional characters, all while having a drinky poo or two. For my guest appearance, we bedded, wedded, and beheaded the characters from the 2014 movie What We Do in the Shadows, Deacon, Viago, and Vladislav. That's very hard for me to say. I'm sorry. And it was a lot of fun. So I hope you enjoy this swap-isode, and be sure to check out Bedwetter Behead, found on a podcast player near you. And as always, thanks for listening and keep streaming.
Hi, and welcome to Bed, Wed, and Behead, a podcast where two best friends drink and discuss which characters they want to send to the bedroom, to the altar, or to the gallows. My name is Meg.
And I'm Carla. Each week, we select three characters from a movie, show, or book, and argue whether they deserve a ring, a fling, or murder, while discussing what we like or don't about each.
I mean, you want to? 3, 2, 1.
I love you, Carla.
What? What did I do? I don't even know what I did.
Just sing your song, sweetheart.
Oh my god. My whole life is just people laughing and being like, you're so cute, and me being like, but what did I do? Why am I cute now? Anyway.
I'm not even cutting that out.
Great. Last night a vampire asked to coming through my door, and I was kind of helpless because I wanted to know more. Who was this odd stranger wearing blouses and lace? I asked if he would turn me, and he said to my face, he said, I just want a snack. I want your blood, blood, blood. And you ask too much. Give me blood, blood, blood. Ow! I'm so freaking hungry for blood, blood, blood. But you talk too much. Keep your blood, blood, blood. Blood, blood, blood.
Woohoo! Woo! Welcome to Bed, Wed, or Behead, the Taika Waititi podcast.
Yeah, no. Okay, so the reason that we're talking... Okay, so it is about a Taika Waititi thing. However, the whole podcast is not just about him, although someday we are going to branch out with a separate podcast called...
It's going to be Taika Waititi Projects with a Sacrificial Lamb.
So we can never kill Taika because we love him. But anyway, we are currently in this incarnation, we are Bedwet or Behead, and I'm Carla.
I'm Meg, and we have a friend because we planned so well, and today we're like, watch this movie.
Watch this movie show up on our podcast. Yay, good times. So today we have the wonderful Jen from My Streaming Bubble. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
It's been so long since we talked.
Oh my God. We have absolutely not been drinking this entire afternoon while talking to you about other stuff.
Just to give like a hint. I think we recorded an episode, and I think it wound up being almost 3 hours of us just bullshitting.
Pert near.
And my favorite part of all of that is that I don't have to edit even one single second.
Actually, you're so lucky.
And we had Jen to come on because she is such a big, massive fan of this movie that we're going to be talking about. She's really passionate.
Normally we would ask our guest, so what got you into this thing that we're going to be talking about? But the thing that got her into talking about it was Meg being like, watch this movie so you can be on our podcast this afternoon.
Exactly. Yep. How you also got into movies.
True.
The movie that we're going to be talking about tonight is actually the movie What We Do in the Shadows, not the TV show. We will be talking about the TV show at some point, but right now we're talking about the movie because, again, how can I rope people into same day recording if I'm like, watch 30 episodes of this TV show?
But yes, with an hour and 30 minute commitment, Jen is currently here. Jen, we are so happy to have you back on our podcast.
I'm so excited.
In front of our faces.
Yay! I'm so excited. I feel like I haven't bedwed or behead anyone in a really long time. So I've kind of had an itch for all three. And I've needed an excuse to watch this movie. The show has been in my queue for fucking ever, for as long as we've had Hulu and it's been on there. So that's the one great thing about having a podcast and having friends that have podcasts is it gives you kind of that reason to finally sit down and watch and enjoy something. And I'm sorry I didn't watch this back in 2014, 2015 when it came out. I love mockumentaries. I loved this. It's so funny.
I can't lie. I was actually really, really surprised when I asked you if you had seen the show or the movie and you said no, because my husband and I were both like, of course Jen has to have seen this because this is 100% up Jen's alley. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I got to force you to do it.
I'm a little disappointed in myself, too. And it's definitely one of those, you know, titles where I'm just like, I don't want to say it out loud that I haven't seen it. So, oh, yeah. Yeah. I know. I'm aware of that.
You don't want the people to know.
We put you on blast. And it's funny that you're like, it's been so long because Aaron from It's a Phantom Thing Pod was on last week's episode. And she's like, it's been exactly 1 year since you had me on last week. And I'm like, I'm sorry, we didn't plan for it to be that long because we literally
didn't plan anything. I mean, but seriously, like, the end of last year was really rough for both of us. And we were talking about, okay, well, let's plan our next slate of guest episodes. And we were like, oh my God, okay, I don't know. And then, you know, the new year started and we're like, okay, so when are we going to have guests on? And we're like, we're both like, can we just wait a little bit? Because Meg didn't want to have to do all that editing.
That's nothing personal. It's a lot longer and harder to edit three people than it is to edit just the two of us bullshitting each other.
Yeah. And we love, the thing is, it's like, you know, when you love having people over, but you really don't want to clean.
Yeah.
It's just like that.
It is.
We're going to start doing live streams just so I don't have to worry about editing so much because I'm like, it's alive. Who fucking cares? That's our life. Okay. But anyway, back to the reason we're all here. And it's, and again, What We Do in the Shadows came out in 2014. And I have a fun fact for you. There's, I think, over 129 hours of footage.
What?
They had been talking about, oh, for a while, had been talking about releasing all of it so people could make their own What We Do in the Shadows movies. And almost all of this movie is improvised, which is amazing.
That's awesome.
They gave like a brief outline of kind of these are the things that need to happen in this scene. And then it all just kind of
happened.
Was improvised beyond that. And I think that makes it so much more impressive about how funny this movie is. And I mean, it's not surprising because Jermaine Clement, Taika Waititi, like they're very funny. And if you've seen Flight of the Conchords, then I think you can understand, of course, this makes sense that this would be hilarious and it would be improvised. But so we are talking about our three main vampires, which we're talking about Deacon, played by Jenny Bruch. We're talking about Viago, played by Taika Waititi, and Vladislav, played by Jermaine Clement. And now, yes, I understand that Vladislav is perpetually 16, but he is also almost 900.
Yeah.
So it's vampire rules. We're going to just waive our normal.
He's also a very rough 16. He was 16 when life expectancy was like 40. So he looks already close to 40. So, you know, it kind of helps us feel less skeevy about it.
We're definitely not playing with Stu because Stu is too cool.
Yeah, you gotta lose Stu now.
Stu in IT is too cool for. Stop, and I say this as somebody who is married to somebody in IT.
Oh. I love how much they love this.
I know. I loved Stu. And then I was reading too that, like, yeah, he's that guy has had no other kind of like acting roles prior to this. He thought he was going to be coming on and not having, he didn't realize his role was going to be so big. He thought he was, I think he thought he was going to do like techie shit for the movie. And they're just like, yeah, no.
And his name is Stu. And
yeah.
His name is the Stu. Actor's name is Stu. And I'm like, that's fantastic.
I love it.
But yeah, so this movie or the movie was loosely written by Jermaine Clement and Taika Waititi, directed by Jermaine and Taika also. And it's just written is a really loose term because, again, it was almost entirely improvised.
It was outlined.
It was outlined. I can write a movie if that's all we have to do.
Just write an outline and get a ridiculously talented group of actors and you're set.
Not nearly this good, but I mean, it would be something on film.
Yeah.
Or not even on film because we're in the digital age now. Okay. So before we start betting, wedding, and beheading, Carla, what are you drinking?
Well, I wanted something to closely resemble blood. And lucky for me, I only drink red wine. So my problem was solved immediately. I'm having... my second favorite Pinot Noir. As you know, my first favorite is Meiomi, but my second favorite is far more affordable and also much more fun because it's called Papi. Ooh. So I'm having Papi Pinot Noir, which I just...
Pinot Noir caviar.
Oh my God. What are you having, Jen?
I'm just having water. I've got kids upstairs. The oldest is having a buddy over for a sleepover. So he's like the sweetest kid, but probably like the first person that I've met that I'm like, oh, yes, you do have ADHD. And so he can be a lot. And so because I'm a lightweight and I'll have to get up with the kids in the morning, I'm like, we're not doing that.
I just hope it's not holy water.
Oh,
oh, it's very unholy water. No. Now that kind of makes it sound boozy. No, it's just
I know. I'm like,
it's just vodka.
I'm like, are you vodka. Drinking out of a well that's poisoned? I don't understand. Not only has it not been blessed by a priest, it's been cursed by a witch.
Yeah. Ooh. I bet that'd be nice and spicy. Oh my God. Nodes of spice and hexes. I don't know.
Spicy water. I love it. So I have never had the drink that I got myself for tonight. It's a special drink that I got just for myself. I was looking for like, I was like, maybe I can buy some like New Zealand beer or something like that. But I didn't have time to actually go to the actual liquor store. So instead I'm drinking. So disappointed in myself. I'm drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Blood. Oh my.
Wait, it's blood orange.
Wow.
I was like, aww. I could have a Bloody Mary, but that's more of a morning drink. That's more brunch and for Sundays. So I've never had it before. I'm sure I'm going to hate it. I already have like gut rot just thinking about it.
I've already got it. Just you held the bottle up and I'm like, oh, my tummy hurts.
My tummy hurts. I know. That's why I have three drinks in front of me to temper.
Kind of water down in your belly.
Yep. And a little shot of Pepto for that just in case.
Oh, man. I know, right? I'm like, I'm 37 years old. I need some Rolaids before. Mm-hmm.
Delish. Oh,
that's definitely a drink.
Oh, okay. That's a face you made.
Oh, man.
It's kind of potable.
All of my teeth just rotted out of my so sweet. It's not as sweet as regular Mike's Hard Lemonade, though. So there's that. All right. Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Did they send? Sorry. I like my Mulan. Okay. So we're going to start with talking about Deacon, the baby rebellious vampire. So Carla, what are your thoughts about Deacon?
Oh my God, Deacon. Okay, Deacon, for starters, is the worst. Okay, let's just start with the fact
what
that he said.
Mean?
Just the fact that he was a Nazi vampire, and he was mostly like mad that the Nazis didn't win because it meant that life was hard for him. And I'm like, okay, you're automatically, I know what I'm doing with you.
I love that he mansplains World War II. He's like, I don't know if you knew this, but the Germans lost.
Like, thanks, Deacon, because nobody
huge secret.
And I did
nobody has
Jen,
ever known this.
What? I did tell Jen before we started recording. I was like, I understand this is like the easiest Bedwin behead we've ever done in our entire lives. I feel like it's going to be like no fighting or arguing about anything.
I mean, if you had put Stu in here, it might have been more difficult instead of Deacon.
Even Nick.
Even Nick, yes. Even Nick would have been more difficult than Deacon. But all right, so he starts fights for no reason. Like, they're walking by a group of vampires and he starts like smack talking them. They're just going about their business. And he's just, you know, because he's awful. Although we do get to meet Anton in his pack, and Anton being the alpha, which is hilarious because after watching Our Flag Means Death, I could not picture Rhys Darby as an alpha anything. So to watch him in
this
role was
werewolves,
fantastic.
Not swearwolves. And I'm sorry, Rhys Darby looks like, it's kind of smoking in this movie.
Yes.
It kind of is.
Yes. Like, I was like, ooh.
Even in the tracksuit.
Yes. Like,
I love how like, not looking for me. He's know, like, why are you wearing jeans? I'm gonna tear you just both that jacket.
Just take off anything you don't want.
If we put Anton in here, it would be a lot. It would be a difficult conversation. He's
yes.
In like three scenes in this movie.
Like Viago, Anton, and Stu. That would be a difficult one.
That would have been hard.
That would have been very difficult.
We're not changing because I want a softball.
He also doesn't do dishes, Deacon. He lets the dishes pile up for 5 years and it's like, what's the problem, everybody?
We're vampires. We don't do dishes.
We do dishes.
Thank you for saying I'm cool.
Hi, right? He's so cool.
It's like,
it's
this isn't a flat meeting about how cool you are. You kind of missed the
And he treats his familiar like absolute crap. Like, as soon as she starts standing up for herself, she's like, he's like, leave. And she has to go because she's a familiar and she has to do what he says. I say that he sucks, but that would be way too on the crucifix.
I realize I muted myself, so it's going to be like Carla made this joke and nobody laughs. Dude, the recording, Carla makes this joke and just dead silence.
You gotta throw in like some cricket sounds right there.
Can't you like you know, put in a sound of a live studio audience laughing uproariously?
Oh, yeah.
And somebody like whistles and then the person goes, yeah.
No, I'm gonna do a separate recording of myself just going, ha, ha, ha.
Just want to throw in, if you ever watched Saved by the Bell, like the one where they go to be something at some summer place and Leah Remini is in it.
With the Carosis.
Yes, thank you.
Falls in love with Stacey.
Okay, Meg.
From Jersey.
No, I watched then, Saved by the Bell.
Anyway, and then Zach Morris is talking to Stacey, and then somebody in the studio audience goes, ooh, busted. That was like... the most studio audience experience that I've ever listened to. But anyway, so Jen, what are your thoughts on Deacon?
Oh, I could not stand Deacon. And, you know, before I knew who the choices were, I'm like, it can't be the main three. That's too easy. Because I'm like, obviously, Deacon is the fucking worst, as you said, Nazi vampire, and kind of bummed about, oh, yeah, life's so hard for Nazi vampire. If you're Nazi, and a vampire, if you're Nazi vampire, no good. No. Sorry, dude. I do not feel bad for you. And the way he, his, like, jealousy towards Nick, he's like, he's wearing my jacket. And the way, I
like that he's a New Zealander and you still have like this kind of Russian accent you're giving him.
Oh my god. But then again, okay, no. I was going to get into like, why does Viago have
a New Zealand accent when he's Russian?
I love their accents.
It's amazing. I love that there's so no fucks given.
No. They're about as good as my New Zealand accent. So. So I couldn't see it. And then, yeah, the fucking dishes, all those dishes piled up and then just like the blood stains on them, like food and, you know, like the classic food drying and crusting on. I'm like, you're going to need a lot of Dawn for all of that.
I also love when Thiago's like, it's the bloody dishes. And I'm like, that's dishes. Funny because it's bloody. And it's also literal. A swear.
Yeah,
and the chore wheel.
I love the chore wheel.
But yeah, Deacon is kind of the worst. So he was still really fun to watch. But yeah, he sucks, and I don't mean that as a vampire pun, but he does fucking suck.
I almost was like, maybe we'll do Peter.
Oh, I do like that he knits. And so he knit his like sweater that, you know, they call him a jersey or whatever. And then, yeah, Anton's like, is that a sun or a moon? You know, and he's like, oh, it's a moon. And they're like, oh, well, you know.
Hopefully it's not full.
Yeah. So corny. I fucking loved it. So that's kind of like the only thing I like about Deacon is that he somehow channels, I don't know what, but through knitting. And I'm like, that's actually kind of like a very calming thing to do, which doesn't fit that character, but I like it. I'll take it.
I love that he's like, I'm gonna knit a scarf for Stu. It's gonna keep his neck so warm. Like, the amount that these three vampires, or four if you count Nick, love this weird little nerdy dude is just, it's so adorable.
Precious. It's so precious.
Yeah, so Deacon is the worst. Again, I didn't feel like thinking that hard today. I'm being totally honest. But yeah, you kind of hit the whole thing, the Nazi vampire thing. I thought it was a really funny, like, bit for them to be doing. He's like, well, you think it's so hard? It's hard to be a Nazi after World War II. I don't know if you knew that the Germans lost it. And then like it's hard to be a vampire. It's like, what? I know, right? And he's like trying to gatekeep the suffering of Nazi people. It's like, I don't think you understand how hard it was for me. I'm like, oh, yikes. And him getting so pissed off at Nick for wearing a jacket that's kind of similar. And he's very much like the baby brother who has a new baby brother come in and throws this little fit because Nick's like, yeah, I can get us into the club that's more than the three of us dancing by ourselves.
Which was so funny.
The hottest vampire bar, and it's literally just four people.
And I love that they did that, like, just kind of goth 90s grunge sway as they're rocking. I always think of like The Simpsons and they're at Lollapalooza or whatever, and they show the grungy kids and they're just in their flannel, just like, wait, swaying back and forth, and no one can tell if they like it. That's what that.
Which, by the way, is my style of dancing.
Yes.
Just kind of sway in the background.
Yeah. Oh, and then, okay, what really pissed me off about Deacon, because it wasn't even like a funny, just, oh my God, this is so stupid and ridiculous, like the Nazi vampire thing really was the whole thing where Peter turns Nick, and then Deacon goes to Jackie and blames her.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he took your place in line. Now you have to wait a couple more years, maybe 10 more years, to then you can become a vampire. And that's a whole other thing. Like, Jackie, you have young kids. Why are you trying to be a vampire now?
Thank you.
Because
has young kids.
Well, he leaves her bathroom like this horrible bloody mess.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And then after watching
the cleaning lady, I'm like, you need some sodium peroxide.
Don't use boiling water, whatever. Yeah,
boiling water.
Cold water.
Everything just smushed together in my brain today.
But yeah, he's the worst. I do love his story about how he got turned. He's like, I'm just selling my wares. And then he talks about, he's like, this beast of the night drank my blood. And then he said, you have to drink my blood. And that was Peter. And then Peter said,
we're still friends.
And he's actually the worst. But if he was fun to watch, that was kind of my whole spiel. Like, he's an asshole. And the dishes, like, if for no other reason, I'm like, I hate this man because of the dishes, because yes. I hate doing the dishes. And I love, but I do love him. He's like, I'm glad to know I'm cool.
Yeah. God, he's so into himself inexplicably. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, you're not that cool.
Those are the guys who are the most into themselves.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. But speaking of cool, let's talk about Viago, the coolest vampire in New Zealand.
The coolest vampire. Like, there's nobody cooler than Viago. Mm-mm. The thing is, like, Viago, I think he's adorable. I think he's the dorm mom, you know? He's, like, setting up flat meetings and making sure that Deacon doesn't fry himself to a crisp, and he brings Peter a chicken. You know, like, he's just kind of like, okay, everybody, like, can we talk together about, like, what's going on in the flat? Let's have a meeting about it. Let's talk about it all together. Like, we can talk it through as a crew. And he wants everybody to kind of get along. And he's like, I think, he's not really like the trendsetter or like the person that everybody looks to for cues on anything, but he thinks that he is. He kind of thinks that he's running things, and people are just kind of like humoring him because it's like, all right, well,
how I guess he's we're been having alive for almost 400 years is beyond me.
I know, like, how does he manage it? I mean, he's his previous or his familiar Philip, who is now in his 90s, was supposed to send him to New Zealand so that he could be reunited with his one true love. And then there was a postage mishap, and he made the long way around, taking 18 months to get there. Now Catherine is already married to somebody else. She's fallen in love. But I think it's really sweet that he still checks in on her, and that, like, she's on her own now, so I'm going to make a move. So she's, like, in her 90s. And he shows up.
That was one of my favorite things. Like, people will look at us and be like, what is this 96-year-old woman doing with the man four times her age? She's a cradle
rap. It is. It's so cute. And, like, it's adorable. And they look at each other and they're like, oh, you know, like, they're just, you know, in love and having a good time. And it, like, when they're dancing together with her sensible old lady shoes. But yeah, like, I really love that he was patient and he managed to make it work. Because that's one thing that I can appreciate in a man is when he knows that you're with somebody else and you're happy with that person, and he doesn't try to barge in on that love and happiness and relationship. He just lets you be, and then he just watches you obsessively for years until your partner dies, and then he makes his move.
Finally, he gets a human friend who knows how to work a printer, and he prints your picture up, put in his coffin for some alone time. With a thumping.
I just love that the subtitle said rhythmic thumping.
And yet somehow, like, it's still precious when you see him, like, put it in the thing and he just looks and does his doofy little smile and just puts the lid down.
I love that doofy little smile. When we're first introduced to him, and just that little grin and the little teeth, I'm like, just
he's like, four.
Oh, right. You are adorable. Yes.
But just tell us more about your thoughts on Viago, Jen.
Oh, like I said, he's adorable. He's oh so sweet. I love how excited he is to have flatmates and to live in, like, a flat situation. Who the fuck is ever excited about sharing space? And the way he keeps everyone together, he goes around and wakes everybody up. And
a wakey wakey.
Yes, it's just so sweetly. And like you said, he keeps, you know, like, Deacon from burning to a crisp because he, you know, puts Deacon to bed, so to speak, you know, back in the closet for him to sleep upside down, all bat style. And yeah, he is like the mother figure. And I read that he kind of modeled that character after his own mother. So I thought that was really, really sweet.
So cute.
Really fucking adorable. So I mean, how do you not love him? And then what is it when they do go out with Nick, he's got the shirt. So they've all got like the fluffy blouses and everything.
That but, like, Jackie little, has to iron.
That, yeah. And that poor woman. Absolutely. That poor fucking woman. And, but like, I think Bianca's wearing something that's like denim. But then it's got all these floral embroideries. Yes. And I laugh so hard. It's like, oh, he's so cool. Look at him. He's so cute. He like shopped at like the Country Buckle or some shit. I don't fucking know. But he got like denim and it's all.
One of his victims really liked it. And they love their whole like fashion show. And they can't see themselves in mirrors. So sketchy. And they're the sketches.
It's so precious. And oh God, there was one other thing I wanted to make sure and mention about Viago. Not just his shirt. Hopefully it'll come back to me, but I love him. He's adorable. He keeps everyone together, and yeah, he's so sweet, patient, like you said, Carla, with waiting for Catherine.
I love it. He's like, could I have ripped her husband's head off and feasted on his blood and then taken her for myself? Yes, but she that seems happy, and I'm like, right. Oh God.
That was the other thing. The way he drinks people's blood. It's like poorly. It's
everywhere. He thought she had a good time.
He's covered in blood. There's bloody newspapers because he wants everyone to lay down blood or newspapers. But they're vampires. They don't lay down newspapers. Oh. He's so bad at it.
He's adorable.
After all these years, how are you so bad?
How
is he like 400 years old and still so bad at this? It's like
he
poked a Capri Sun the wrong way, then he squeezed it. Like, bro.
Exactly.
Have you never opened a Capri Sun before in your life?
Oh my God. And I love how he's actually like about her hopes and dreams and stuff. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're about to kill this woman. And he's like, I think she had a good time as he's covered in her blood holding paper towels.
I for sure thought that he was going to like back off because he's asking. And she's talking about how she saved money to go on all these trips. And I was like, I would have let her go. But then again, I'm not a bloodthirsty vampire. So there you go. So Meg, what are your thoughts on Viago?
Oh my God. I like the whole reason I even wanted to like play Bed Web My Head with this movie is because I just want to talk about Viago because he's just so. He's so bad at being a vampire. Like, he's just so bad at it, but he's such a good flabby, and you're right. And I love that he goes to the basement for Peter, and he's like, oh, what's that? Oh, it's a spinal column. I'll bring a broom down here for you to sweep up some of your skeletons. And he's so tidy, and he's so non-confrontational. So when they have the flat meeting, he makes sure to give Deacon that compliment sandwich to be like, you need to do the dishes. And then when they get mad and they hiss and float up at each other.
Yes. I love that so much. And look what they're like coming back down and the wire work doesn't place them quite right. So they're like.
But they stayed in character. I love it. I loved all the little special effects, the flying and then what was it? They're chasing like Nick through the house or something. And
yes.
And they keep popping out. I love that because it's so seamless. Like it seems like it's a single shot.
Mm-hmm.
Shot.
Yeah.
And maybe it, I don't know, because you never know. They had maybe little
passages.
They had
like $4 for their budget.
But I loved that it went in, that that was all done so fucking well. So yeah. Well. I loved, sorry, I just wanted
to. No, I agree.
Really was. I agree.
It was fantastic. But I love that. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that I love when, you know, somebody who has like just great imagination. And especially like a crew and a set of actors who have great imagination could take a shoestring budget and make something so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, oh my God. And I forgot to mention. So when Nick tells about the tells the vampire hunter that they're vampires and gives him his email address.
Yes. Oh my god.
And they give him his. And they give him his thing, and Viago is just like, the first crime, and it's like this bullshit thing. He's like, oh, the second crime was telling them. That really should have, telling the vampire, that should have been first, but we wanted to kind of build up to it.
And yeah, the first one was bringing a human in, but it's Stu, right, so they like Stu, so they...
But it's let that okay.
So they like scratched that off. It's like, we're not gonna count that.
And they all agreed that they weren't gonna eat Stew in that one scene where all three of them are sitting on one tiny little couch. But then when they're like, so now the procession of shame, and Viago's like, I begged them not to do it. And Vladislav is like, no, you didn't. You said yes. And the shame is just them walking in a circle saying shame.
Yeah, I love that. Because I fully was prepared for it to just be like a walk of shame where like they put him in like weird clothes and then make him walk home. It's like, nope, shame, shame, shame.
Oh my god.
Bad vampire.
And every time you see him on cameras, it's like, it's very clearly like, he is a child who has never been on camera before, and he's just like, I'm going to be on the news, or I'm going to be on the school video, and he's just so derpy about all of it. He's got this goofy fucking smile, and he's very, so stiff. And when he gets embarrassed, he's like, oh no. I did this whole episode just so I could talk about Viago and how cute, because he's just...
This is the backdoor pilot for your guys' new Taika Waititi podcast.
Yes. But also, fun fact, each of these vampires is kind of based off of a famous vampire. So Deacon is obviously David from The Lost Boys, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. Vlad is Gary Oldman's Dracula. Nick is supposed to be Edward. And Viago is Louis from Interview with the Vampire. And I'm like, you know what? That tracks.
It does.
Except that.
I was just going to say, and then Peter is obviously Nosferatu's.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. He's Count Orlok. Yeah.
But Viago's a lot less whiny and pathetic than Louis.
Viago is just happy to be here.
Yes.
Like, he's very much like, I don't know what we're doing. I'm just happy to be included about any of it. And when I love the part when they're doing the flat meeting and Viago's like, can you please lay newspaper down or lay towels down or something like that?
Oh, yes, when he says something
like,
ruined my
antique couch, and Vlad's like, the red one.
He's like, it's red now. And if that part was improv, then I want to say that's a masterful setup and delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah, one, it's like you can tell these guys have all worked together for so long.
Yeah.
Doing stuff.
And you know what? Like, when it comes to improv, because I have this friend who, like, it was like 20 years ago that he lived down here. But he would, because I used to love Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
And he would say that he didn't like that show because, you know, like, That's not possible. Like, people can't do that type of improvisation. He's like, it's got to be rigged. And I'm like, why? What? That people are just that talented. Like, I'm sorry that you don't think so, but people
also
are just that good at this.
The filming is like 2 hours long and they used 30 minutes of it. Like, there's a lot more to it. Mm-hmm. And I've seen live improv that was really, really good. But yeah. I hate improv. No, I'm just kidding. I love improv.
I love well
okay,
done
David
improv.
Rose.
Yeah.
Well, you love what? Improv. Oh, yes.
Well done improv.
But yeah, so I mean, honestly, all we can really do as far as Viago goes. Oh, and when, he calls his old familiar and Philip is like, you were supposed to change me into a vampire. And he's just like, okay, I'm done now. I am over this now. And his devotion to Catherine is adorable. And also, like, actually very lovely when you think about it, because he's still very young. But that doesn't matter that she's grown older and he still appears to be young. He loves her. And mm-hmm. I just think that's very, very sweet. But now on to Vlad the Poker, which is what he calls himself. He calls himself Vlad the Poker, which, again, he's played by Jermaine Clement, who, like, normally Jermaine Clement doesn't, like, do it for me, but I don't know. He looked pretty hot in this movie.
Yeah.
Dude, Jermaine Clement is, like, a fine-ass wine, and that man is just getting better and better looking. Like, he looks good as an older dude. Like, mm-hmm. he was fine in Flight of the Conchords, whatever.
It's, and,
like,
that's what I always picture him as, too.
Yeah. But it's like, I don't remember what I saw, but I saw, like, a more recent picture shot of him or something. I was like, oh.
He's the only reason there. He's the only reason I'm gonna go see Avatar. But he'll be blue, I'm sure. And I'm like, why?
The only Avatar I'm gonna see is Taika Waititi's Avatar. Like, that's the one that I want to see. When Taika takes over that franchise, that's when I'll start watching it.
That and 3:10 to Yuma, him and David Jenkins turn it into a rom-com between cowboys. Oh.
I'll watch that.
Oh, the other thing. Oh, we gotta go and the Wellington Police.
When he hypnotizes him and he's like, well, I'm not very good at this, so who knows how long it'll last. And they're like,
and then
have you seen this?
Every single thing. They're like,
no smoke detector.
This doesn't look right. Look at this. You got this can of flammable liquid and there's a lantern right next to him, right underneath it. And Deacon's like, let's kill him. But Vlad's like, hang on, let's see what kind of safety.
Yes, I love that.
The dead vampire hunter, like, see, he's not having a good time. He's gonna put a blanket on. And fun fact, they got their own TV show. Those police.
No kidding.
No,
called, what is it called?
Wellington Paranormal.
Have I seen that one?
I don't know, but
I don't remember.
But yeah, so.
And oh my god, I'm gonna have to look for it because they were great. Like, I was watching them and I was like, they're pretty great.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Yeah. When that poor dog, I'm like, this guy's gonna have to get put down. And it's the most adorable little, like,
I know. I was like, that puppy, what?
Wellington Paranormal looks like it is actually still going on.
No kidding.
Okay. It's on HBO YC as well.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to. I know what we're gonna be. I'm watching next, and when I can stop watching. Our flag means death for 30 seconds. But on to, again, Vlad the Poker. So, Carl.
Vlad the Poker. Oh, my God. So, Vlad, he's grumpy, but in a way that I enjoy. It's like a relatable kind of grumpy. Like, I'm so old, and I just can't be bothered, okay? I am, like, 800 plus years old. Everybody who is young sucks. They have no sense of style. Their music sucks. And they have no good opinions. And, you know, they wake me up too early when I'm having an orgy. I don't understand. You know, you said we're going to have a flat meeting in 10. I'm going to say 20 because that is when I feel like it.
He, like, was busy with the chicks on the ceiling.
Yes. Like, that was a hell of an intro. Like, he opens the door and Vlad is like, bro. But in fairness, he did not have a sock on the door. So how was he supposed to know that he was having an orgy?
True.
When you're having an orgy, everybody knows that you put multiple socks on your doorknob. that is just etiquette. That is just roommate etiquette, and that was honestly on him.
Surprised they didn't have that flatmate rule.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I feel like somebody Vladislav's age, should have implemented that.
I don't think
that,
they wear if socks, else. If I'm being perfectly honest.
Wore stockings, Meg. They probably were stockings.
Yes. Oh my god, and then Viago, like, this is the scariest part of the day, and he opens the curtains, like, okay, it's night.
So sweet.
And this is why, like, in the show, it's so great that they have Guillermo to do that for them, because it's like, Guillermo is a human, and he's familiar, and he's like, okay, great, well, I can wake you up now. But anyway, so not to get into the show, which is a fantastic show that everybody should watch. It is a blast. But Vlad, like, he just really, like, that is his entire thing. It's like, he's constantly, like, upset at something that somebody else is doing. And it's like, you know, you are all a noisy, ridiculous bunch, and I'm way above you. And, you know, like, I'm not happy anywhere with anything. Like, there's no situation that makes me happy. Like, nothing. Nothing. Because I'm old. I'm old, okay, everybody? I'm old. Meanwhile, Peter is, like, significantly older. And not nearly as cranky, but, you know, whatever.
I mean, I don't know. Peter seems pretty cranky. Peter just eats a chicken before he even leaves the coffin.
Peter is not an early afternoon person, so you have to take that into account, okay? He needed his caffeinated chicken, and then he's fine.
They don't even include him in the flat meetings, because I love that one meeting. I was like, he's 8,000 years old. He's not
But Viago did send him vacation at a courtesy.
That's so funny.
Well, it's like, you know, you're going to kick the 8,000-year-old vampire out? Is that the kind of person you want to be, Meg?
I love that. You don't have to come to the meeting.
Do you want to be known for that?
You don't have to come to the meeting,
Meg,
but I thought
do you want to be known as an ageist vampire? An ageist vampire.
I do.
That is so rude.
He keeps killing and turning people left and right.
He only killed and turned Nick.
He was supposed to eat Nick. And I love that they're like, oh, Peter's got Nick, and they just all give up. There goes dinner.
Nick is the one who ended up turning like everybody else in Wellington.
That's true.
I'm a vampire. Nick, oh my gosh. No, I don't think that we could have played with Nick after all, because he's also the worst. Like, if we wanted just to do an episode of just the worst people, we would have done Deacon, Nick, and Peter. Oh. And Peter would have come out the winner.
Imagine wedding Peter. Like, I'm going to marry Peter.
We're all going to have to marry Peter. I'm sorry, because I'm not wedding a Nazi, and I'm not wedding somebody who can't keep a secret.
Chicken at him and I'll pick up the spinal columns. That's fine. Because
it's fine.
He'll sleep in his stone coffin in the basement. And that's great. Now I can
get your own time.
Exactly. I don't have to watch his shows and his fucking Gold Alaska shit.
No. He doesn't even know what a TV is. It's fine. All right, so do you have any more Vlad thoughts?
No, Carla? Those were grumpy old man. Love him. Jen, what are your thoughts on Vlad?
Oh, I loved Vlad. And it is a lot of Jermaine and just looking real good with all the hair and the mustache. Yes. And then when he shows up at the masquerade ball to confront the Beast, his arch nemesis.
With that look.
That look.
L-E-W-K.
As soon as he got some of that O positive, and he stopped looking like so... He let himself go for an afternoon. It was rough.
I loved it. The mask, and his hair was on point. Then, that was his hair was very kind of reminiscent of Gary Oldman's Bram Stoker's Dracula. Just a little bit. There was just enough of the two humps there. I was like, oh, that looks familiar.
when him and Stu equally took part in killing that vampire together.
Totally equally.
I like Vlad. He's kind of like, I think he's more of like the bad boy of the three. Like, fuck Deacon. You're just an idiot child. You're just a dummy.
Deacon's such a poser.
Total poser. Like, oh my God, what a loser.
Such.
It's like Deacon is like trying. He sees how effortlessly cool Vlad is, and he's like, I want to be like that, but he's just so bad.
Just putting too much effort in being effortlessly cool.
He's so worst.
You know, and then Vlad, we first meet him and he's having an orgy. Like, how do you not love that?
And I wasn't thrilled that when the house was messy, his first thought was, let's get some slaves.
Like, That's not great.
And also calling you ex the Beast. You're I'm like, that's kind of sexist, Vlad. Like, I don't know if you've joined the century yet.
No. But then but my favorite part, though, is he's so shook.
Yeah, right?
So he wanted to be the guest of honor. He wasn't. Instead, his arch nemesis. But I love that in the flat meeting, he is just like, so the other day I dragged a man down the hallway and I noticed that there wasn't any dust. So I kind of swept the hallway. See, he's willing to help out with chores. And then you see him floating with the vacuum cleaner. He does his part. That's all I'm
he
saying.
He does. He does his flatmate chores. So, and yeah, I feel for him because of the lack of confidence and not having his powers, and he can't hypnotize anyone that's not looking at him. You will see me. She can't see me from this angle.
And he's like, see me, and then he like banks on the person's window. See me. See me.
So for whatever reason, I felt for him in those moments where I was like, oh, you big baddie, you've been broken so much, you don't have your powers, you're, you know, whatever, how many hundreds of years old, and you got taken down by a woman and you haven't recovered. You poor thing.
Like, you are almost 900 years old. Adorable. Calm your body, dude.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, there's really no reason. You're being a little extra right now. I mean,
just a little bit.
But oh, with God. His wardrobe choices, he's, I think, always going to be a little extra. And I like Vlad. I love
the fact that all of them, when Stu is there and he sets up the internet for him and everything, and they're like, so, and Stu's like, so we can look at pictures of virgins, and like, oh yeah. And then they're like, he's like, I don't think she's a virgin, do we? And they watch a video of the sunrise, which actually broke my heart a little bit for him, if you get into the weird existentialism of vampirism and like, and then on Facebook, like, yeah, we can either friend her, you know, we could poke her. And he's like, yes.
Yeah. Oh, back in the days of the Facebook poke.
The poke wars, man. I just love, it's like, yes. Like, of course, why would you even ask? I'm Vlad the Poker.
And then also Vlad the Poker.
He's just, oh God, Poker damn near killed her.
And then I don't even know her.
When they figure out, like, digital cameras so they can finally take their own pictures.
Yeah.
That whole thing, and the last one, he just feels so pretty. Yes. And takes his picture.
He's really feeling himself there. And I was like, yes, Vlad.
He's like, I'm feeling you too, Vlad.
Self-love.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. And not to take it back to Viago, but when he texted Deacon saying there's a crucifix behind you, and Deacon's like, oh, what?
And a little, but the sending the text messages, and he hits the button and he goes, like, he has to kind of like will it to go. And Stu's just in the middle, like, whatever, they're happy, I don't care.
I love Vlad. I love that he has orgies on the ceiling with the bed, with the, just on like silk. And then they vanish. Like, what's going on? He's in a whole other dimension. And then he opens the door and it's just his regular bedroom.
It's just a bedroom.
And I love that he doesn't put up with Deacon shit either.
Right.
But I think he's like, it's so embarrassing when I bring people over and they see all these bloody dishes. And Deacon's like, you're just gonna kill him.
Yeah. And Vlad's like, oh yeah, right, good point.
But it's still embarrassing. Have pride in your home, Deacon.
Yeah, no shit.
And kudos to all of them but Deacon for holding out for 5 years and not doing the dishes, because I could never.
Right on.
Same. Forget it.
Those,
but I guess when you've lived that
washed.
Long, 5 years, it's like, eh. No, but same. I
would've... hasn't moved.
I would have already done those dishes and kicked Deacon out. I'm like, no, bro, no.
In the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day.
Oh, God. Yeah, so Vlad's hot. Like, he is just, he is smoking, and he is the most vampire, I think, of all of them. Like, he doesn't have great powers, and I do love that he gets really sulky and just lets himself go entirely. And every time they have a run-in with the werewolves,
oh my God,
or when they finally let the werewolves come in the house and they have to open all the windows because
of the werewolf smell.
And it's only because of Stu. Like, I love how much they fall in love with Stu. And they're just like,
buddy.
They're willing to do anything for Stu. Like, they banished Nick, but they're like, Stu, you're always welcome. You can always come back.
I love that. And like Stu, first of all, he doesn't say very much. He doesn't do very much. He just kind of hangs out in the
background.
Probably
why I like him.
Well, yes, enough. Because all three of them are like showboats. All three of them are like total showboats, and they like being fancy and whatever and cool. And Stu's just like, okay, cool. Yeah, I like this.
He just sets up their internet and printer, and then it's their TV going. And then it's... Oh,
that is so funny because they're all watching static up until this point.
I love that. I'm like, what's on TV? Static.
And they're so protective over Stu at the masquerade. They bring him with, and then I love that shot in the like the big wall mirror, and it's like the two humans dancing.
And then like a floating cup.
Like what? But you know, everyone starts, you know, they all start circling Stu, but then so do our vampires, and they're trying to protect Stu. Like no one eats Stu. I thought that was so
sweet. No one eats Stu.
I also love how pedantic Viago was in that when he was just like, you said a plus one. You didn't say that they couldn't be a human being.
Yep.
Be more specific. And he got so excited when it was June 6th at 6 p.m. He's like, yes. 6, 6, 6. June 6th, by the way, is my anniversary.
Aww.
Aww. Okay. So, yeah, I think this is actually going to be the easiest. I don't think there's going to be a fighting. I think everyone's guessed correctly. I don't think it's going to be. But just for S's and G's, Carla, what did you just say?
Well, this was very hard for me. It was a difficult choice, but in the end, I decided to bed Vlad and wed Viago and behead Deacon. Deacon was the first choice and the only choice for behead, and the rest were just as easy, to be honest. Jen, what are your choices?
The exact same. I know. It's a huge shock. Maybe I should have like strung that out a little bit to build that suspense of, did she really pick the... Yes, I did really pick the same exact one. Because it was that easy. So I thank you, Meg, for picking an easy one, because I started this last night, because 11 p.m. always sounds like a good time to start a movie. And I almost made it all the way through. I fell asleep in the last like 20 minutes. So I did have to finish it this morning. So I was like, okay, at least, yeah, they've got a nice softball one for me today. So yes, the exact same. Bed Vlad, wed Viago, and behead Deacon. Sorry, yeah. Nazi. I'm not sorry, Nazi.
Nazi sorry.
Nazi sorry. Nazi
sorry.
It's like saying no in Italian. Nazi sorry.
That is exactly how to say it in Italian, Meg. How did you know?
Definitely not just, I think, no.
Especially the sorry part. Especially the sorry part. You nailed that one.
So I think I guess I thought we were all going to agree, but apparently we don't all agree, because I decided that I was going to bed Vlad, wed Viago, and behead Deacon.
Oh my god.
As soon as the Nazi vampire thing came on, I was like, well, that's the easiest decision I've ever... And I saw this movie in 2014, but it had been a few years since I saw it. But I was like, I knew there was a reason I fucking hated Deacon. But again, this was just... Meg wants to talk about what we do in the shadows. So we're going to have an easy softball conversation. But yeah, I mean, it felt like there really wasn't any other choice. Like, oh, but a lot of the Viago stuff, the pluses, could be put into Vlad's column too, because overall they're both like decent guys.
They're both decent vampires.
They're both decent vampires. I think so much of Viago is just like his devotion to Catherine. I was like, oh, look how devoted he would be as a husband. And just the sheer adorableness of this giant dork. Mm-hmm. He's just so excited that someone wants to record his life. And Vlad can't really give a fuck. And if we broke up, he'd be very upset. And good. Because obviously, I'm such a catch.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are.
Obviously.
Obviously.
But yes. So, Carla, were you correct at all?
No. I was right about Jen, that she would be the same as me. But Meg, I knew that you were going to bed Deacon because how can you not? But I sincerely thought that you might would.
Mansplaining World War II is what really gets me going.
That's, I know, it totally makes you hot. But I really thought that, because I thought that Vlad is, because he is like so hot and like he's just, he.
Did you actually get me wrong?
I got you wrong, is what I'm saying.
Oh my god!
I'm constantly getting you wrong. How are you surprised? How are you surprised?
How, when, especially for the past like 4 or 5 weeks, I've been doing nothing but like gushing over Taika Waititi, that you feel like there's any chance in hell that she's, we could do Free Guy, and I'm like, yeah, I'll marry Antoine.
Shut up, okay? Like, I just really thought that you would like Vlad because it's such. Like,
I do like Vlad.
Character. I thought that you would wed him, like him. Like, I thought that you would like him so much that you would marry him. But apparently, I was wrong.
This is the most Carla.
Yes, it is.
Thing ever.
Oh, Jen, I thought you were fucking with her.
I really did. I thought she was just teasing me. Like, no.
No. Jen, did you guess correctly or did you pull a me?
I guessed correctly because I wrote down my picks, and then right before we started recording for my episode, I was like, oh shit, I have to guess their picks. So I just did a little like all of us.
Oh.
I just did a little I arrow. Love it.
I did the little like the quotations, because yeah. I'm like, I'm gonna write their name once and then just everyone agrees. My that was also 100%. Like, I was just, there were no other choices. I didn't think.
My 8-year-old loves doing the quotation marks for same. Mm-hmm. He will like line up sentences such that the next word in a sentence will line up with the one right above it so that he can do that.
That is so adorable.
Ah, he's the cutest little nerd. I love that
he
child.
He too would be an adorable vampire.
He would be such a Viago. Like, I could just see
he
it.
He would absolutely
be so cute.
I think the hair is close too, even.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You are not wrong.
But yeah, I was 100% correct. I like killing Deacon.
We get it. We got to make
it. It was all so easy. I mean,
it was easy and you were right. Okay, Meg, we get it.
Would it be Bed Would Be Head if Carla didn't guess me wrong?
No, I suppose it wouldn't. No.
It would never.
It would be some other podcast called Bead, Weed, or Behead.
Bead, Weed,
Behead. Yeah, but I do think if we threw Anton into the mix, it would have been a little bit tougher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of a decision, because I'm telling you, if it were a Anton complete shitbag.
If it were Anton and Stu, like I think it would be very different. Very much more difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it probably still would be. Definitely no character bleed.
There's Anton's there though, because he does seem very caring of his little pack, you know, mm-hmm. they're werewolves.
I love
werewolves.
That he's always like,
he
I'm
can
the alpha.
Family night,
he's like,
unless
I'm it's the like alpha. I wonder. I think so he has cute. To make sure you
he
know that
he would make
alpha.
Sure that you're right, that you're wearing the right pants for the occasion.
He would make like, sure everyone really would laugh at wear? Your jokes. Also, he would like make on sure his, everybody would laugh at your jokes
for the right reasons.
Okay, we can't do this. We'll have to do another episode and include Anton in there so we can talk about him. But like,
all right, so Jen, tell us where you can be found.
On? Wait, we have to do our final judgment.
Oh, wait, my God. Go for it, Meg.
Oh, so organized.
We have a formula.
Such planning. Much wow.
Oh, no, we lost Jen. Our final judgment, which is a shock only to Carla, that we're going to bet Vlad, we're going to wed Viago, and we're going to be a Deacon. Now, Jen, where can you be found?
Well, that, you can find the podcast on pretty much any major podcast platform. It's called My Streaming Bubble, and it's where I talk about the shows that I love with people I tolerate, like the boobs. So
hey, that's us.
You guys are part of my tolerables, my little group of tolerables. And then you can follow me on Twitter at Streaming Bubble, and then on other socials as My Streaming Bubble podcast.
We're the Toller Bubbles.
Toller
Bubbles.
Now I keep wanting to say towels. Toller. You're my Toller Bubbles.
Terrible. Just flows right up. Just flows off the top.
God, and I'm sober. I don't need to drink shit.
That sounded a lot like your New Zealand accent, actually.
Thank you. You make me a hippie.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jen. Until next week, I'm Meg.
And I'm Carla.
And we're the boobs.
Bye!
Thank you for listening to Bed, Wed, Behead. We'd love to hear from you. We are open to suggestions for more character trios, to your feedback, and in lieu of a celebratory bottle of wine, we also accept praise and adulation. You can find us on Twitter at BedWedBeheadPod, through our Instagram, bed.wed.behead.pod, on Facebook at BedWedBeheadPod, and you can also send us an email. That's BedWedBeheadPod@gmail.com.
If you like what you hear, please leave a rating and subscribe to Bed, Wed, Behead on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pod on. And don't forget to share us on your favorite social media. Thanks. Bye.